Hello.
Hello, my name is Ashley. I was returning a request to call back from my Max House.
Oh, great. I wanted to order some of the fish oil.
Okay. Are you a returning customer?
I am. You know, and I tried to do this online, and I wasn't allowed in because I didn't have my password and so forth. I don't even know if I ever set up an account. I don't recall that. So I haven't ordered in quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time fish oil was delivered to me, I was charged for it, and I never received it. So that was a problem. And then we were in the middle of the pandemic, and I think I just forgot to follow through on it. It was quite a while ago. I don't know if you have a record of that.
Happy to take a look. May I have, do you have, by any chance, an email on file with us?
Apparently I do, because when I tried to email you, it came up. So it's Hogg Chapman, HoggChapman.
All right, is that at AOL, Gmail, Yahoo?
No, it's not Gmail, Yahoo. It's Hogg Chapman at AOL.com.
All right, just a moment to have that filled.
Okay.
Let me get this reset real quick. And you said, when was the last time you had received an order?
I'd have to go back and look. The last time I received an order, it may have come to Florida. I don't remember exactly. I mean, it could be like January 2020.
Ooh, okay.
Did you show anything, or?
Let me try searching this way instead. What is the zip code you would have received the product at?
I'm not sure if it's 14216 or if it was 34203.
Okay, well, we can search under both.
Okay.
And let me ask you this as well, because it may play a part in which system you would be in. The last account, do you think that was a subscription?
Pardon?
Do you believe that that last account you had with us would be a subscription?
Yes.
Okay. Must be in our old system then.
It could be, yeah.
All right, so just hang tight with me. I'm still
okay,
looking.
Okay, I'm going to turn my television off. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, hello.
And is your last name Chapman?
It's actually Hogue Chapman, but my billing address and everything and name would be under Hogue, H-O-G-G.
Just H-O-G-G.
I'm an AKA. Actually, what happened is I was married and my husband, I started using the hyphenated name, and then my husband passed away before I changed it on some of my legal financial documents.
Oh, so you just decided to keep it like that?
So I just used Hogue, yeah.
Okay.
It was on my Social Security and my driver's license and my credit cards and things, you know. I figured when I renewed them, I would just change it. And then after he died, I just left it on those documents.
Cool. All right. So, Ms. Hogue, what I'm going to do, because with all this information you've provided, I've went through our recent system and I've ran everything, and of course you don't have anything in there, but I'm having a bit of an issue with our older system where it sounds like you would have some type of already open account, which I'm not able to access. So if you wouldn't mind, what I would like to do is I'm going to get you on over to my floor supervisor. I'm sending the information you've provided for your prior orders on over to her, and she's going to take a look as well just to be able to better assist you with getting everything placed and make sure there's nothing additional here for you.
Okay. Now, what I'm wondering about is if we could leave this until later today. I don't know how long you're open today. The recorded message said not the whole day. If we could come back to this on Tuesday. I have two Zoom meetings this afternoon.
Okay.
One coming up in about 15 minutes. So
gotcha.
What I'd like to do, though, is go ahead and order a supply of 6 months of the fish oil, if I could.
Just a one-time sale? We can get that placed for you.
Yeah, I'm just not sure about the one-time. I'd like it on a reoccurring basis, but I'd like to straighten this other thing out as well. Maybe we want to do 4 months. Maybe that would be better. every 4 months. But I'd like to go ahead, you know, because I've run out of it now, and I'd like to go ahead and order that and at least have that coming in. And you can put it on a reoccurring basis. And I had an email from you, and it said that as a subscriber, I think it would be like $31.95 a month or something.
Was there any codes sent specifically for that?
No.
In the email? Or any link?
No. No link. It sent me to a place where I could place the order.
Ah, got you.
When I went to place the order, it said with my email, it said I was a reoccurring customer and I needed to put my password and account number, which I don't have. I don't believe. I mean, I have to really look for that. I probably should have taken more time to look for that.
Okay.
It also had the phone number, so that's why I called. You know, I'd have to go into my computer thing to see if I have anything saved. You know, these days there's so many.
Right.
Yes. Track of. I'm looking at it now on my computer, the reminders, to see if there might be anything. You know, every now and then I review this stuff and I don't remember anything for OMAX. And I don't see anything, no. So, you know, if I did have an account number and a password, I no longer have those.
All right. So I really appreciate you sharing all that with me. What I'm going to go ahead and do then is get you on over to my supervisor. I have let her know what you're needing to get done today. She's just going to take a look with the information you've provided in this order system we have that I'm having an issue to
it
access.
It could be that it's a new order system that was not in place when I was a customer. That could be very well be.
Possibly. And she has full access to all systems, so I'm going to get you on over to her to line.
That's what I suspect, because there's no record here for that for me. And I guess when I talk to her, then I can see if this meeting is going to start in now 10 minutes, but we'll work it out. Okay, great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm going to go ahead and get you on over to her line so she can get that place for you. And I do thank you for calling OMAX Health. You have a wonderful day.